Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Finally, some good news for people like me.
Uh-oh.
You know how I say sometimes, though, I've been pretty good over the last year, but, you know, sometimes I get here late because I get lost in the sauce.
That's my favorite reason. It's like, BJ, it's 5 minutes late. Where are you? Did you oversleep?
Nope.
Just got lost in the sauce.
And that's my way of saying daydreaming. And it really makes you look bad when you're daydreaming and you get caught. And in my case, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm not here on time because I ended up just being lost in the sauce in the shower or whatever. But now there's science, Steve, your favorite subject.
Science.
It backs up that daydreaming people like me, it's a good thing, especially when I do it at work. Now, that's what I have to do. I have to get here on time, then start daydreaming here.
Oh, okay.
Can we get a shower in the studio? Is that a possible? Because that's what I do my best day.
Well, we could dump water on you while you're
there.
Well,
it's like Flashdance.
And we'll film it in slow motion. It'll be an Instagram hit.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did somebody just say, like, Flashdance from 400 years ago?
I might have, yes.
You know what? That's a...
Hey, Deadpool 2 had a reference to it. Why can't I?
All right. Well, if it's in Deadpool, too.
Well, did Family Guy ever reference it, Vicky?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah.
Then you're all right.
Sweet.
Okay. You get a pass.
Yeah, Washington University in St. Louis, which I've never heard of. I always think it's really funny when some other states have a name, you know, that's our state or something.
Is it named after George Washington?
It's probably the president.
It may be. Boy, he got around, didn't he? I mean, you know, he's got a D.C., he's got a university in St. Louis, he's got a whole state here. I mean, if you're Jefferson or Taft, you're like, really, Washington?
I mean, he's America's first political whore. He got around.
He sure did. So the good folks at Washington University in St. Louis say it's a good thing when people daydream at work.
Now, are we supposed to be daydreaming about work, or can we daydream about anything?
What
makes it a good thing?
I feel like daydreaming just means you're, you know, if you go by the idea that when you get writer's block, you just walk away from the writing and just go walking around, let your mind wander. So I think you should be able to wander into any territory you want.
Okay.
That's my thought. And they're saying doing this helps you, Steve, come up with more creative solutions to whatever you're working on. Especially those challenging projects.
Do you have like a certain thing that's kind of like your go-to for daydreams?
They're usually arguments with people.
That's more of like a day nightmare.
I agree.
Right? Wait, you dream about fighting with people?
I do, yeah.
Well, I guess I do too, but it's pretend fighting. I'll daydream about wrestling matches.
All right, so yours is physical fighting, mine's verbal fighting.
Before all this stupidity that's going on in the world, like when we had wrestling and I knew I had a match coming up, I would daydream about what we were going to do in the match. And I would do this all day long and I kind of come up with ideas. In bed, I would sometimes stay up late at night and just like kind of picture what I wanted to do. And one time my wife's like, did you hear anything I said? And I was like, no, I'm sorry, I was daydreaming. She's like, well, what about? And then I told her.
Oh.
She's like,
uh-oh.
She's like, just... No.
Just don't tell me that anymore.
You're watching it on television. You're watching it in your head now?
I think she would have rather me daydream about, like, you know, having sex with a celebrity over like this. Like, she's like, it's just consumed you. This is too much.
Well, it's close. I mean, you're grappling with some, you know, some famous people sometimes.
That's true. And we have oil on us. And
yeah. So, I mean,
I don't put any oil on
you. You could say you were having sex with a celebrity and she, you know, I mean, you're just, it's foreplay.
But that's my go-to.
Yeah.
Well,
so
it
yours
makes sense.
Is arguing with people.
But think about that. I will tell you why, because what I do for a living, mm-hmm. a lot of times it was debating, arguing, yes. whatever. And so I've gotten into a habit of it, even though nowadays I don't have to.
Anyone else on the show a daydreamer? And I'm curious what you guys are daydreaming about.
Always. I can't stop just daydreaming. That is one of the things. There's just imagine like a big mixing pot and everything thrown in there. That's what's constantly going on in my head. But I think the one thing I usually go to is just like how I'm going to redecorate and remodel my house.
Oh, I wish I should have taken a guess.
Do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You should have said it's a DIY daydream.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. I'm like, okay, if I take the tub out and I put in a new tub and I tile it, do I want to tile the floor this way? What colors? Yeah. That's
oh, man.
Going
oh,
on.
You are
all
fully
the time.
Hooked
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah.
That's usually our chats between Vicky and I. It's either wow. that or me talking about poo.
You yeah. know, I have to well, tell
we
you.
We know what Rev daydreams about.
Yeah.
Warm
that's,
toilet seats.
Yeah, we don't. Did he just? Yeah, he just said poo.
Yeah.
That's not what I wanted. How about you, Danny?
Food. That's literally,
ooh,
I just,
call.
I sit around and I think about my next meal and how much I cannot wait for that meal to be in my belly.
I'm with you on that one. That's yeah. another one that my wife gives me a hard time. Like, we'll literally just finished eating lunch and I'm like, so what are we having for dinner? She's yes. like, you haven't even processed what you just ate. I'm like, and?
Oh,
what
man.
Are we having for dinner?
And a lot of times, like weekend stuff, I'm like, oh, what are we going to have this weekend? Pizza. We're going to stop at Taco Bell, Del Ooh. Taco, and Ooh. Maybe some Arby's.
Dude, like, we'll do that sometimes too. I'll be like, what do you think we're going to have for our takeout this week? She's yeah. like, it's Monday. We don't do it until Friday or Saturday.
You got to plan these things.
I was like, well, what's the weather going to be like? Because that also has something to do with what we
what's
eat.
The weather going to be like? And it's all focusing around the food situation. And she obviously doesn't have the same kind of mind you do.
No, she's waiting. It's more of a game time decision. I'm like, well, it's going to be sunny on Friday night, so, you know, Friday, so maybe we'll do sushi, because sushi's good for sunny weather, and then if it's, like, chilly or overcast or rainy, we're like, well, let's lean towards Indian.
Yeah. Ooh, good call.
Yeah, see, I'll tell you, man, and there are...
I like
there,
that.
It is an interesting thing, you know, because Eckhart Tolle writes this book, he wrote the book called The Power of Now,
yeah.
but there are a lot of us in this world that we're all about the power of when. Like, we just want to look forward to something, and, you know, they tell you stay in the present moment, but it's like, I don't know, man, sometimes I deal with the present moment because I'm thinking about what's cool coming up in the future.
Right, something to look forward to, the power of what's next for dinner.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be a long title for a book, but I think we'll give it a shot. We'll see if that could be the sequel.
Do we dare ask the Rev what he daydreams about?
I,
you know, you could say like, poo, kind of,
like yelling about a video game or something.
No, I don't usually dream about yelling at video games. I'll just yell at them. Usually, lately, it's been what I'm going to do with my eventual lottery winning.
Huh. I've been guilty of that as well.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, I was like, well, I want to do good things with dude. It. I mean, I'm going to buy something amazingly stupid for myself, but I'm like, well, I think I need to put out positive energy out there so I can reap the rewards. If I'm going to be doing something good with it, maybe I'll have a higher chance of getting it.
Oh, I love the superstition. Like, he probably won't win unless he lets the universe know that he will do something
Absolutely.
Good.
Well, dude, I just read yesterday, it's like $3.3 million worth of unclaimed tickets here in Washington State.
All right.
One of the tickets is a prize for $1.7 million.
Come on.
Damn.
Yeah. So I got excited. I'm like, maybe it's mine. And I realized that the ticket was purchased in East Wenatchee. So I'm trying to remember if I've ever been to East Wenatchee.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure no. we have. Well, you know what? For the sake of this argument, yes, we have a lot.
Isn't that crazy that there's somebody that bought a lotto ticket? It was probably not the winner, but it was like close to when, you know, it wasn't all the numbers.
Still.
But there's someone out there that has a lotto ticket or potentially threw away a lotto ticket that's worth $1.7 million.
It's got to be a throwaway. Or.
Yeah.
Or they're waiting till the last possible minute to get it because
it's going to expire soon.
That's not. They better get it soon. But maybe they're thinking if that happens, then no one will remember they played the lottery and no one will remember they have the money. Maybe.
I'm so
is that
glad
a strategy?
That, I got to be honest. I'm glad it happened in Wenatchee. It didn't say that it happened in Puyallup or somewhere.
Oh, you'd be so
you know
mad
what I mean?
Because
like if I'm in Wenatchee and I play the lottery, my mind is legit effed right now. Like,
yeah.
where did like looking through all my garbage, looking through drawers, looking yeah. through pants. I'm like, do I have any unclaimed lotto tickets?
And I feel like you've been pretty thorough, at least as far as I know.
I mean,
we do trust you on this, but you've been pretty thorough saying, look, we didn't win. And you keep coming to work, so I know you're not deceiving us.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if I won like $20 million and I'm just coming here and I'm like, hey, guys, yeah.
That would be
times
unbelievable,
tough, right?
If you've decided rather than share with us, you're going to keep up the facade that you didn't win at all, just yes. and then continue to come to work
until he comes in. He's like, check out this cool thing I bought. And it's like, wait, Steve, where did you come up with that money for that gigantic, amazing thing?
Yeah. It was on Groupon, Rev.
You know, Rev
he bought the Mona Lisa on Groupon.
Yes,
you know, he just did buy a house.
Whoa!
And he says nobody knows where it is. There's two reasons: either the road hasn't been done yet, or it's a private compound that
right?
no one's allowed to go.
go to.
Steve bought his own damn island and didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
You fly in every
morning. Good job, Kim Kardashian, Stevian.
Yeah, I don't have any traffic issues anymore. I get in my rocket jet fuel pack thing. Just leave.
Yeah, that's another sign when you come up, when you have a stupid invention that probably does exist now.
Yeah, yeah, me and Elon. Yeah. Me and my friend Ron.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Wow. So is Tatum's name really Tatum, or is it just a bunch of numbers because you're that rich now?
Yes, I'm actually Elon Musk.
Oh, nice.
Okay, very good.
You bought the name.
Yeah. I just bought him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Somebody had to. Well, we got a mayor. This is interesting, as you know, because today is Thursday and we're releasing the Kraken. This mayor, unfortunately, got in trouble for releasing the crack. Yeah, he got busted for tossing his crack out a window.
Release the Kraken.
Steve will tell you all about this. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to the Puget Law Group for giving us the Migs Report. And it's time to hug. Oh, I guess, like, you know, with social distancing, maybe like virtual hugs, because today is National Let's Hug Day.
Yeah, you got to use the care emoji on Facebook because it's like that hugging heart emoji.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you
Or
do.
I always thought it was on your phone, a clapping emoji, like, yay, kind of a thing. But apparently that's the I want to hug you emoji.
Yeah, you're right. I thought it is a weird looking emoji for a hug.
Right. I remember I was like doing it a bunch on something and someone's like, why are you trying to hug me? I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, why are you sending me the hug emoji? I'm like, oh, I thought that was the applauding, like, oh, good job kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's
trying to like slide into somebody's hug world.
Yeah, they got to figure that out. That emoji's not the best.
Do they have to figure it out or do we have to figure it out? Because maybe we're just the idiots.
Are you sure you're just not sending the eggplant emoji?
Well, that I do, but okay. You know.
Yeah, that way you can be clear. You go, look, if I wanted to be a creep, here's what I'd send you.
But today also is, they have a fun Groucho Marx emoji. It's completely off the rails, but whatever.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's awesome. It's got like the fake little mustache and the glasses.
Oh, wait, that's on my iPhone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Now I got a whole new way to be.
That's right. Well, also maybe you send off an apple emoji because it's National Apple Pie Day. So enjoy some apple pie. Throw some ice cream on top of it for extra health.
Pie's been like on the list.
There was pie week, man.
There was a pie day somewhere not too long ago, and now it's apple pie.
Yeah, it was a couple days ago. It was National Pie Day.
Now it's National Apple Pie Day?
Now it's Apple Pie Day. Very specific.
That the pie industry is really trying to slide into our DMs.
Well, let's head on over to New York, upstate New York, where there's a town called Messina, and there's a 55-year-old guy by the name of Tim Currier, and he is the mayor of this town.
Okay.
There's like 1,200 people in this town, so it's a smaller town, but, you know, maybe he's an up-and-comer when it comes to being a mayor, and he wants to work his way up the chain and become, like, a big deal in the world of politics, but he's going to have a little bit of a problem because he likes to party, and by party, I mean he likes to do the crack.
Oh,
because apparently he was having an issue where there was an investigation on him for selling drugs, and they were going to try to arrest him. So he took off in his car, got into a chase with the police all around town. Which has got to be funny if you're like looking at this and you're like just walking around. You're like, is that our mayor being chased by the cops?
I think that's our mayor.
And at one point he went through an intersection, and when he did that, he said, I'm going to get rid of my drugs. So he threw a bunch of crack out of the car window.
That's how you do it.
Yep. Police noticed that. They got him to stop, and they also found the crack, and they arrested him.
Well, is he still mayor?
Well, he did announce that he's taking a leave of absence from his job as mayor.
Well,
that's my favorite part. He says to, quote, seek professional treatment.
Yeah, there's that.
Didn't say that he's done as mayor, though.
Yeah, well, when you start seeking professional treatment, that gives you a get-out-of-jail-free card sometimes.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
This woman, she's also a fan of the drugs. She's a drug smuggler, and she's in Brazil. She's 30 years old. She got on a bus, and people were like, I think she's smuggling drugs. And the reason why is, well, she had a giant fake pregnant belly.
Oh, I love this plan.
Well, the best part is what she used to make the pregnant belly was a hollowed-out watermelon. She stuffed it up her dress and then filled it with four bricks of...
I'm in love with the
cocaine.
Wow, I wonder how long before that belly starts, like, rotting. You know what I mean?
I don't know if she's keeping it in there for a long period of time.
Yeah, not for 9 months, hopefully.
That's weird, man. I love that the cops were so impressed by it. They took several pictures of her and said she had creativity without limit.
Yeah.
Even though they were impressed, they still arrested her.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that you don't get, like, out of jail for, you know, free for creativity.
Yesterday was Wednesday afternoon football.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know if you guys were watching. It was the Steelers taking on the Ravens.
I watched a little bit of it.
Honestly, it felt like, oh, this game's just done. And then all of a sudden, the Ravens had a little bit of a comeback, ended up still losing 19-14. So the Steelers are now 11-0, undefeated.
Yeah, but this season is, you know, I'm getting more and more now that I'm watching some other games. I mean, because, you know, Lamar Jackson, he wasn't even there.
Because, no, it's RG3.
Yeah.
It's just weird seeing him out there.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, so the Broncos didn't have a quarterback, and the Ravens didn't have a quarterback, and that's a big game that I think they would have rather have played once he was back and healthy, but they said, no, we're going to play it.
Hey, look. If the Seahawks end up winning the Super Bowl, I'm not going to complain about the season whatsoever.
All right,
this was the best season ever.
All right, that's fair.
See what the Seahawks are doing? Because of all this craziness with, like, the Broncos, where they didn't have any quarterbacks, they had to bring back a guy onto their practice squad that wasn't even a quarterback for the final year of his college. He was a wide receiver, and then they put him in at quarterback. The Seahawks, you know, they have all their team meetings. So, of course, you got Geno Smith as the backup quarterback for Russell Wilson. They're going to still meet with, like, the coaches and all that, but then they have a third-string quarterback. They're keeping him away from all the other people. So he's not even allowed to be on the campus. He's not allowed to, like, hang out with the other quarterbacks. God forbid anything happens with COVID. They still have a guy that knows how to be a quarterback that could step in and play quarterback.
What a weird gig. Well, listen, we're going to pay you. Don't come to work.
Just stay home. Right. You're going to work remotely.
All righty.
Just throw the ball around in your backyard.
That's exactly what he's got to do.
Play some Madden.
Yeah. That's just nuts.
I don't know if you guys were on King 5's website, but they posted something really cool. Chris Daniels was always doing great coverage of NHL bringing hockey to Seattle, even before we had the Kraken. Well, he just met with some of the executives over at the Kraken. They did a virtual reality chat.
Yes, I've heard about this.
Oh, dude, it was really cool. Like, they put on the glasses, and then they just checked out what the arena is going to look like. It got me even more excited about the Climate Pledge Arena, or the Green AF Arena, as we like to call it.
Exactly.
But you can get a 360 preview if you just go to King 5's website, which is pretty awesome.
That is really cool.
A lot of us were talking about the Mike Tyson fight, not so much for the fight, but actually for the commentary and saying how great Snoop Dogg was on commentary. Well, apparently this wasn't just like a one-off thing. Snoop Dogg is forming his own pro boxing league, and he's calling it the Fight Club. And it sounds kind of interesting. They're going to have cards with, like, sanctioned fights and also non-sanctioned fights, which was what the Tyson fight was. So that way you could have, like, these pop culture fights along with, like, actual fights. And not only is he going to be the owner of the league, he will also be one of the commentators.
Oh, nice. Isn't that insane? Look at him finding another way to make some cash.
I mean, I wonder if this was already in the works before all this. I think it was. But if it wasn't, how do you not step it up? With everyone talking, not so much about the Tyson fight, but talking about Snoop Dogg and his commentary, you got to have him in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I would pay good money to have Mauro Ranallo be his play-by-play guy, because the two of them had great chemistry together.
All right. I feel like, you know, there's got to be people that thought like you did, because I think they did sound good together.
That's awesome. As far as weather, 52 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. And thank you, Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spas, for giving us the major point. And that's what's up.
You know what, Steve? It's just like you said yesterday, man. The rich keep getting richer.
Damn straight.
I mean, you know.
That's just life's lesson.
If you had an idea like this, say, you know what we ought to do? We ought to get people like Mike Tyson, you know, to come out of retirement, fight some other guy, then get some YouTube guy to go fight a former basketball player, and, you know, and it'll be great.
And have Snoop Dogg do commentary and also perform in between the fights with other rappers. Awesomeness will ensue. I would have thought nobody would.
No, they would have said, get out of here, right. Moron. Yeah.
Which is typically what I hear.
Yeah.
Even when I go to restaurants. Get out of here, moron.
But if you've got cash, all of a sudden, it's a great idea.
Yeah. At that point, when you have cash and you're doing nutty ideas, you're just eccentric.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it is. Oh, well. Steve, I guess we're just relegated to never, ever, you know, being like Snoop Dogg.
Continue to be morons.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, there is that.
I've accepted that.
That's a nice thing. Well, here's another person who may be getting richer. I mean, I don't know. This story doesn't actually give me enough details, but Oreo just made a special cookie inspired by Lady Gaga. The new Oreos will be available next month to honor her album Chromatica. And the outside of the Oreo is going to be pink and features images from the album, and the cream is green.
So is it a pink cookie with green cream?
Yeah. And it's got images from now. In order for them to put images from the album, I gotta think they've got to have permission, and I would think maybe even a deal with Lady Gaga.
No, she's partnered with Oreo to release.
So it is official. So she's making cash again.
I would imagine
son
so.
Of a gun,
and
man.
Also, this is great publicity and promotion for her cookie. I mean, for her record.
Pardon me. I don't think she's mad about the cookie. I think the cookie everyone's fine with that.
I'm buying it. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. I'm glad she didn't go with like an inspired, like, you know, a meat suit cookie.
Oh gosh. Yeah. That would have been weird. So again, I mean, you know,
what
Travis.
What flavor are they? Because they're green. Oh, it's vanilla flavored. So there's just green color.
It's green colored, yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a mint.
Ooh. And I, of course, I don't know what flavor. Now it's pink, so I'm like, is it like a strawberry cookie, or is it just going to be also a vanilla flavored cookie?
It's a vanilla flavored cookie with a green cream filling, but it doesn't say what the cream is flavored.
Oh,
interesting. With her, it could literally be anything.
Could didn't be buttercream. Well, it could be. I'm just trying to think of a flavor palette now.
Didn't she like go out in a costume with Kermit the Frog and something like that
so
all
it's
over
be
it?
Kermit flavored?
I'm just kind of worried here.
Or is it Gaga flavored?
Well, you mean
what
like
does a Gaga?
Drake has his own smelling candle.
That's what I'm saying. Might
so
as well
why not have table. So then, it literally, never mind. this can't go to a right place. Well, I'm sure it's not Gaga.
We need to try it, right, BJ?
For science.
Yeah. Well, listen, I wanted to try the new improved ring ding, or I should say ding dong. Rather, that never happened. Hostess has got a whole new flavored ding dong.
What is it flavored like?
Well, they've improved all the flavors.
Oh,
they made it better chocolate, better cream inside. So I mean, we got to get Vicky on both of those.
Improved.
Look at Vicky. Vicky's like, I don't want to talk to you people.
Well, and I was looking online, and you can actually make your own custom Oreos from the cream, dip, sprinkles. You can put an image on
Why
it.
Why aren't we doing this?
What do you mean? How do you? You go to Oreo.com/OreoID-1. So it's like Oreo ID. If you just Google like custom Oreos, it gets
Google
you right to
bitch.
It. Yeah. And you can either just do the cream color, and they have a whole rainbow selection of colors, or you can go crazy with it.
Oh, you mean you can order these like M&Ms? Like,
yes.
Like the custom M&Ms?
Yeah.
It's kind of like custom like shoes.
Wow.
Like when you're like a Nike, you can change your colors and do all that, but this you can eat, of course.
And you can even put images on them.
Like, yeah. So I can get my face on an Oreo cookie?
Yes. Oh, that's good for people's birthdays. I didn't know they were doing this.
Oh,
this is a great idea.
Ooh, oh, I can get this. You know, I haven't been able to figure out what I wanted to get my wife for Christmas. She's vegan, and Oreos are vegan. So I'm going to get her me as a cookie.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
that's right? Hysterical.
That'll be the big gift.
Sarah, because Sarah likes to, you know, she likes to put her face all over underwear, but I guess...
You put her face on an Oreo?
Yeah,
why that's
not?
Perfect.
Yeah.
All but right. Will it, like, carve it? Like, you know, will it be, like... Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it going to be like a weird picture on the cookie? Like you know, they almost, you know,
or will
like
it be
paper?
Engraved?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work because that looks like a special stamp they made for
those
Oreos.
Yeah, it kind of looks like what you would do with a cake.
Yeah.
Like where it would just, you would print the picture and put it on there.
It's like an edible paper kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You're not Lady Gaga, Steve. They're not going to make an Oreo sort of design that will actually be, you know, indented into the cookie.
I've never been more insulted in my life. You'd said that I'm not Lady Gaga.
You're not like Lady Gaga.
Hey, you guys want to guess how much, how many cookies a year do you think Oreo produces?
Well, this is good because once you tell me that number, I have another question.
Okay.
All right.
I probably don't have an answer. This is the only.
I'm gonna say a billion.
You're going to say a
billion?
Whoa.
Yeah. I think it is up to that.
You're wrong.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
All right. Well, yeah, but now is it higher or lower, people?
Well, I don't think it's fair to give anyone else that kind of
I
a
agree,
hint.
But that's what everyone's got to think of because it's a lot of damn cookies.
I'm going to say 3 billion.
3 billion.
Wrong.
Oh.
Danny.
Let's go with 25 billion.
25 billion.
Yes.
Wrong.
Okay, Rev.
Are we playing Price is Right? Because I'll go with one cookie.
One cookie.
Wrong.
Closest? Yeah. Danny.
Oh. What?
They produce 40 billion cookies a year.
Wow. I thought 1 billion was too much.
Right? I did too. I was going to be like 10 million or something.
Dude, if I didn't have the info in front of me, I would have thought Danny's insane.
Yeah, I did job think that.
40 billion?
To be fair, I was just trying to be funny, and I'm glad I got it.
Yeah. Good job, buddy.
Well, I know my buddy Ethan HD is that he's good for about 20 billion of those.
Well, yeah, dude, they are. You know, Dave Navarro said it, man. Those things are addictive. You know, he said he had a harder time getting off heroin than he did off Oreo cookies.
And any of my vegan friends, like, that's their crack.
Yeah.
Because that's like, I mean, it's not healthy, obviously, but it's vegan. So that's like the one thing you know for sure if you want to get as a treat, you don't have to, like, risk.
Yep. Doritos and Oreos, why I weigh 230 pounds as a vegetarian. So, Lady Gaga, we know that Travis, was it
Travis Scott?
Yeah, Travis Scott made himself $20 million with his deal with McDonald's. What is Lady Gaga getting from the 40 billion cookie making Oreo company for this?
I wonder if it's just a cut of the sales or if there's there's got to be actually like a, I mean, she's
I've
one
gotta
of the,
know.
She's top five pop stars right
yes.
now.
Yes. I mean, and Oreos, obviously, they are the gold standard when it comes to these cream-filled, you know, chocolate cookie things.
As is she.
Yeah. We've talked about how Lady Gaga's cookie is going to be great.
All right. Well, there you go. Again,
just like Steve said, damn. The rich keep getting richer. Yesterday, Steve did get this one right.
Nice. How many symphonies did Beethoven compose?
Six.
No.
Nine.
Yes.
Hey, look at you, fancy. It's not a fair question. He's got six or nine in the answer.
Yeah, I guess.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 649 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.